beloved, we have come together in the presence of God to witness and bless the joining together of this man and this woman in holy matrimony. The bond and covenant of marriage was established by God in creation, and our Lord Jesus Christ adorned this manner of life by his presence and first miracle at a wedding in Cana of Galilee. It signifies to us the mystery of the union between Christ and his church, and Holy Scripture commends it to be honored among all people. The union of husband and wife in heart, body, and mind is intended by God for their mutual joy, for the help and comfort given one another in prosperity and adversity, and when it is God's will, for the procreation of children and their nurture in the knowledge and love of the Lord. Therefore, marriage is not to be entered into unadvisedly or lightly, but reverently, deliberately, and in accordance with the purposes for which it was instituted by God. Into this holy union, Catherine Elizabeth Kenyon and Robert Joseph Scheer now come to be joined. If any of you can show just cause why they may not lawfully be married, speak now, or else forever hold your peace. I require and charge you both, here in the presence of God, that if either of you know any reason why you may not be united in marriage lawfully and in accordance with God's word, you do now confess it. Katie, will you have this man to be your husband, to live together in the covenant of marriage? Will you love him, comfort him, honor and keep him in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, be faithful to him as long as you both shall live? Bob, will you have this woman to be your wife, to live together in the covenant of marriage? Will you love her, comfort her, honor and keep her in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, be faithful to her as long as you both shall live? Congregation, will all of you, witnessing these promises, do all in your power to uphold these two persons in their marriage?
We will.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O gracious and ever-living God, you have created us male and female in your image. Look mercifully upon this man and this woman who come to you seeking your blessing, and assist them with your grace, that with true fidelity and steadfast love they may honor and keep the promises and vows they make. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the Song of Solomon. My beloved speaks and says to me, "Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. For now the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear upon the earth. The time of singing has come. And the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The fig tree puts forth its figs, and the vines are in blossom. They give forth fragrance. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. Set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm. For love is strong as death, passion fierce as the grave. Its flashes are flashes of fire, a raging flame. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can floods drown it. If one offered for love all the wealth of his house, it would be utterly scorned. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Colossians. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom and with gratitude. In your hearts sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, let everything in the name of the Lord Jesus give thanks to God the Father through him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you, so that you may joy be with you, and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I must say, Katie, you look very beautiful today. There is a glow of happiness which surrounds you as you celebrate your marriage to Bob here in this just gorgeous cathedral. And Bob, you don't look so bad either. I am honored that you asked me to give this homily today. It seems that our families have become intertwined over the years, and the fruit of the first family marriage between Chris and Gary has produced the little ring bearer running around here today, your nephew and my grandson. Who would have imagined? So in reflecting about our extended family, as I was preparing what to say here today, my thoughts went immediately to Hal Daniel, and I asked myself what his spiritual encouragement would say to you on this glorious day. We all know how much Hal has meant to you, Katie, and happily to all of us. His inspiration has been a blessing to all who knew him. So I researched many of his sermons and found that his words continue to be so very vibrant and alive. As a consequence, I have chosen one of his homilies that I believe reaches out to you and supplies you both, not only with his spiritual essence, but with his fatherly advice. So as I speak to you today, I stand here with him, and the words I'll speak to you are his loving insight and sound advice is passed on to you both. At one point, Betty and Hal had spent a week in London, and one of the places they visited was Hampton Court, a huge palace near that great city where Henry VIII spent a lot of time during his reign. And one of the things Hal found particularly interesting was the use of tapestry, especially the huge wall-sized ones in the royal bedroom. He did not note the specific subjects or individuals who appeared in those massive, larger-than-life works of art. But it occurred to him that the background material composed of common thread was what allowed each scene to take shape. Without that background, the figures and other objects would have nothing to hold them in place. The creation of the tapestry was a work of art requiring both. These are Hal's thoughts on the metaphor of marriage as a tapestry. Now it occurs to me that marriage is nothing less than a work of art as well, a lifelong project which two people create together day by day. And so to you, Katie and Bob, I pose the question of what is going to hold things together for you as you create together the tapestry of your own marriage. More and more figures will emerge, family, additional friends, to be woven into the fabric of your developing relationship the holy estate of your life together, what will allow you to accept them into the scene in a way that does not damage your own relationship or theirs? This is a very important question, and the church answers it for all of us with one word: love. As St. Paul said in the passage today, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. In other words, in the great tapestry of human existence itself, love is the common thread that holds our lives together against all the odds. Love forms the background that allows our own figures, yours and mine, to take shape and relate to each other in a wholesome and constructive way. But please understand that I am not speaking of love as simply a physical attraction or a warm, fuzzy feeling or the like. No. I'm thinking of love as a cohesive spiritual force which has renewing and reconstructive power to make broken things whole again, to make boring things alive again, to make hopeless things hopeful again. Yes, I'm thinking about love as the power that makes it okay to be an enemy of the greed and vulgarity of the average day. You have just made the declaration of consent, where you both promise to love each other. That will be the first part of the consent, and therefore the initial and common thread for the emerging tapestry of your marriage. But then your consent will put love into action by declaring that it will lead into the comfort of each other, honor of each other, the keeping of each other, in sickness and in health, and in being faithful to each other as long as you both shall live. That's what you promised to do, and it's a tall order. But it's not too tall an order for your love, as long as you dare to believe in its power over and above every other power that will confront in both good times and bad times. And rest assured, you will have both. Therefore, from time to time, you will need a special bridge to help you leap over those situations. And I am convinced that perhaps the most important bridge created within your relationship will be honest communication. First of all, between the two of you, and then between you and the constructive and destructive happenings which will come through the people and things of your experience. Always talk things out and try to come to a mutual understanding between the two of you as best you can. Then you will have twice as good of a chance to handle whatever comes along with you. And so, Katie and Bob, I pray that you will see this beautiful ceremony here today as the first step in the creation of the great tapestry of your marriage. From this beginning, may you go on to many new beginnings as you encounter and confront the rushing winds of change day by day. Because your marriage is a holy estate, and never forget it is, God will stand ready with you to help you reenact today's bright beginning again and again, creating a new maturity and a growing gentleness of spirit, so that he may say of your marriage, as he said of his first view of creation, "This is good." May it be so. Amen.
And now, would the bridal party please come forward? the name of God. Hi, Bob. Take you, Katie. To be my wife. To have and to hold from this day forward. For better, for worse. For richer, for poorer. In sickness and in health. To love and to cherish until we are parted by death. This is my solemn vow.
In the name of God, I, Katie, take you, Bob, to be my husband, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish until we are parted by death. This is my solemn vow.
May I have the rings, please?
Good job.
Bless, O Lord, these rings to be signs of the vows by which this man and this woman have bound themselves to each other. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Katie, I give you this ring as a symbol of my vow, and with all that I am and all that I have, I honor you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Bob, I give you this ring as a symbol of my vow, and with all that I am, and all that I have, I honor you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Now that Bob and Katie have given themselves to each other by solemn vows, with the joining of hands and the giving and receiving of rings, I pronounce that they are husband and wife. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, those whom God has joined together, let no one put asunder. Amen. Let us pray.
Let us pray. Eternal God, creator and preserver of all life, author of salvation, and giver of all grace, look with favor upon the world you have made, and for which your Son gave his life, and especially upon this man and this woman, whom you make one flesh in holy matrimony. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give them wisdom and devotion in the ordering of their common life, that each may be to the other a strength in need, a counselor in perplexity, a comfort in sorrow, and a companion in joy. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that their wills may be so knit together in your will, and their spirits in your spirit, that they may grow in love and peace with you and one another all the days of their life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give them grace when they hurt each other to recognize and acknowledge their fault and to seek each other's forgiveness and yours. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Make their life together a sign of Christ's love to this sinful and broken world, that unity may overcome estrangement, forgiveness heal guilt, and joy conquer despair. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give them such fulfillment of their mutual affection that they may reach out in love and concern for others. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that all married persons who have witnessed these vows may find their lives strengthened and their loyalties confirmed. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that the bonds of our common humanity, which by all your children are united one to another, and the living to the dead, may be so transformed by your grace that your will may be done on earth as it is in heaven, where, O Father, with your Son and the Holy Spirit, you may live and reign in perfect unity now and forever. Amen.
Most gracious God, we give you thanks for your tender love in sending Jesus Christ to come among us, to be born of a human mother, and to make the way of the cross to be the way of life. We thank you also for consecrating the union of man and woman in his name. By the power of your Holy Spirit, pour out the abundance of your blessing upon this man and this woman. Defend them from every enemy. Lead them into all peace. Let their love for each other be a seal upon their hearts, a mantle about their shoulders, and a crown upon their foreheads. Bless them in their work and in their companionship, in their sleeping and in their waking, in their joys and in their sorrows, in their life and in their death. Finally, in your mercy, bring them to that table where your saints feast forever in your heavenly home. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, bless, preserve, and keep you. The Lord mercifully with his favor look upon you and fill you with all spiritual benediction and grace, that you may faithfully live together in this life, and in the age to come, have life everlasting. Amen. Bob, you may kiss the bride. May the peace of the Lord be always with you. You may be seated. We are so glad that you're here today at the cathedral to share in this beautiful wedding with us. And Katie and Bob want to make sure you all know that you're all invited to the reception,
which is in Tolliver Hall, this way through the building. So I hope you'll come and enjoy the cake and each other's company after the service. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
And now, as their first act as man and wife, Bob and Katie would like to share Holy Communion with you. All of you are invited to come forward. If you're a baptized Christian, you can receive the bread by holding out your hands and using your hands to guide the cup to your lips. If you're not sure what you believe or you're from another faith, cross your arms and we'll give you a blessing. And that can't hurt, right? So we want everyone to come up and be a part of this with us. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, because in the love of wife and husband, you have given us an image of the heavenly Jerusalem, adorned as a bride for her bridegroom, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who loves her and gave himself for her, that he might make the whole creation new. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament
and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for you, the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. You may be seated.
Thank you.
Let us join together on page 10 of your bulletin and say together the post-communion prayer, which is found towards the bottom of the page. Let us pray. O God, the giver of all that is true and lovely and gracious, we give you thanks for binding us together in these holy mysteries of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that by your Holy Spirit, Katie and Bob, now joined in holy matrimony, may become one in heart and soul, live in fidelity and peace, and obtain those eternal joys prepared for all who love you, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Katie and Bob and the wedding party, would you come home? The God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. Will the congregation please stand, and you two turn around? Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you Bob and Katie Schur. And now let us sing hymn 618, hymn 618.
Thank you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.